Many voters in downtown Wilmington have found themselves shifted from NC Senate District 7 to District 8, meaning they're now in the same district as Whiteville in Columbus County. I'm WHQR News reporter Kelly Knoyer, here with more on shifting districts and gerrymandering. Across a significant chunk of Wilmington, voters are going into polling places this year and finding a surprise. They wouldn't be voting in Senate District 7, where longtime Republican incumbent Michael Lee is running to keep his seat against Democrat David Hill. Russ Green went to CFCC's downtown campus to vote and was surprised to hear he'd been moved.
I do know Michael Lee, and I'm not voting for him, but I didn't realize they had expanded the district, and this wasn't even his district anymore.
Like many others, Green has been pushed into Senate District 8, covering Brunswick and Columbus counties. His choices are now Republican incumbent Bill Rabin and Democrat Catherine Randall, who was herself gerrymandered into a new district. Randall described her district during a recent WHQR candidate forum.
Senate District 8, which encompasses all of Columbus County, all of Brunswick County, and then a little gerrymandered notch of New Hanover County, which encompasses the downtown districts of Wilmington. So if you live in the north side, south side, those areas, I will be on your ballot. And that's the area of Wilmington that I live in as well.
But how did that gerrymandered notch end up in Bill Rabin's district? Asher Hildebrand is a professor of the practice in the Sanford School of Public Policy at Duke University.
I would say that the New Hanover State Senate District is a classic example of what happens when politicians are allowed to select their voters instead of voters selecting their politicians.
He says New Hanover County never would have stayed whole given population growth. Districts are required to be about the same size so that voters are represented equally. But he thinks a more fair map might have taken the northern section of the county, Castle Hayne, Porter's Neck, and unincorporated areas, and put that section with Rabin's district.
Knowing what we know about Brunswick and Columbus County, that's how it should be. There's nothing wrong with Senate District 8 being a safely Republican seat. It's the act of taking portions of downtown Wilmington, the voters there, putting them with, people from Whiteville and, Brunswick County, and taking them out of their community in New Hanover County, that kind of raises some concerns from a Democratic perspective.
The Princeton Gerrymandering Project grades the state Senate map for this election at an F, giving a significant partisan advantage to Republicans. Senator Lee's district is now safer, and Rabin's isn't seriously impacted by the relatively small influx of voters from Wilmington's downtown. For the last legislative election in 2022, North Carolina's Democratic majority Supreme Court had thrown out unfair congressional maps. A panel of experts appointed by a lower court drew congressional maps, creating 7 districts won by Democrats and 7 won by Republicans. That has changed completely this year, Hildebrand says, since the state Supreme Court flipped Republican and again allowed the legislature to draw the state's electoral maps.
The new map that's been enacted is one of the most extreme in the entire country. In fact, the congressional map is, just mathematically speaking, the most disproportionate in the entire country.
Hildebrand is a Democrat himself, but says he'd feel the same way about gerrymandering if it were done by the other side. He says the ideal, the most democratic process would be an independent commission whose members aren't politicians, but are citizens with a balance of perspectives and ideologies.
And then draw districts based on a set of transparent criteria that is agreed on by the commission on a sort of bipartisan or nonpartisan basis.
WHQR asked candidates at its forum whether they'd support an independent commission to select boundaries. Senator Rabin did not attend, and Senator Lee said he would only support them if they were truly objective. For WHQR, I'm Kelly Knoyer.